Blog Talk Radio. And good evening, everybody, and welcome to Keeping It Reals. Yes, we are back. We took a little break for Easter to try and find out if the Easter Bunny is actually laying those eggs or if it's a big joke and he's laying something else. Fortunately for the Easter Bunny, he actually was laying Easter eggs. And hey, we've got a show for you. We're back, and we are going to return to a subject we've already spoken to about before. When we were talking about superhero TV, we did mention the shows of DC Comics that are on the air right now, especially the Arrowverse. And I think we said we've got like an entire other show we can do about this. Well, you know what? Now's the time. Especially because, well, by the end of the month, it's going to be Marvel, 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 because Infinity War is coming. So yeah, before that, we thought we'd give the Distinguished Competition a little bit of a try. But you know what, before we talk about that, I do want to give a shout out to somebody. I do want to send out some thoughts and prayers to someone. And no, this isn't somebody that can actually help with something physical. This is someone that I really can't do anything about. But you know what, I want him to know that we're thinking about him. This one goes out to comedian, voice actor Chuck McCann. For those of you who may not be familiar with the name, you may be familiar with his work. Back in the 80s, he was the voice of Duckworth and some of the Beagle Boys on the 80s incarnation of DuckTales. Also, close to my heart, he was the voice of Leatherneck on G.I. Joe, came in for season 2, Arise, Serpentor, Arise. He's also been a bit player in a bunch of movies, especially stuff by Mel Brooks. Yeah, right now, it was reported by a friend of his yesterday that he went into the hospital. Looks like he's having some heart problems. He seems to be okay right now, but you know what? Still, thoughts and prayers go out. Chuck, if you're listening to this, you know what? We're with you, man. I hope you feel better. Hope you get out of the hospital soon. We're really pulling for you. Well, with that, you know, I think we should just, let's get on to the show proper, especially because I don't want to bring anybody down. Last show we did before we went on Easter break, we were talking about the downfall of Toys R Us, and I also did a live video about going to my Toys R Us and seeing empty shelves and just a mess everywhere. Yeah, but today it's going to be a little happier, maybe a little livelier, because, we're talking DC TV. You know, if anybody knows me from social media, I do love the stuff from the Arrowverse. Although, we are going to be, I may have some criticisms on that. But you know what? Right now, I'm joined by the first of our panel for tonight. This is...
Hello,
let's see,
hello.
This will be, yep. Hey, Shaylee. I said it right.
Shaylee.
Oh, oops. Oopsie. Okay, bad me. Bad host. Get a pronunciation guide. Bad host. Okay, I am so sorry.
Yeah, it's common.
Unless you want to change it to Shaylee.
I've thought about it, actually. Everyone mispronounces it, so,
Okay, but you know, tell you what, right now, let's stick with Shaylee, and if you change your mind later on, we'll officially change it to Shaylee, and you know, we'll see if anybody from, the Social Security offices or something official having to do with naming is listening, see if they can get the paperwork started.
Sounds good to me.
So question. First of all, how much of a DC fan are you?
I love DC. Like, I love the heroes, everything. I've been watching a lot of the Arrowverse recently, trying to get caught up, but still way behind. But the show is incredible.
Well, there may be some spoilerage. Just got to warn you, because I am...
Oh, obviously.
I'm caught up. For the most part, caught up. I mean, there's nothing I can do about the Legends of Tomorrow season finale because that's Monday.
Exactly.
But I did hear some, I heard some news about that, you know, heard some, you know, also heard some casting news for next season. So, you know, there is, so we do know, so there's that we can talk about. Do you watch all four?
Oh, I do. I'm actually, I have Supergirl paused on my TV right now.
Oh, man.
I'm determined to watch them all in order, so that's been fun.
Okay. Well, yeah, I will admit, you know, I will admit that I watch all four shows. The only show that my wife watches with me is Supergirl. She doesn't watch the other Arrowverse stuff. I started her up on Flash, but she needs to catch up on that. I at least got her to the Christmas episode from season one, where they revealed Professor Zoom's true identity. That she has at least gotten up to there. We just got to get her into more of it. But
see,
yeah,
that's depressing that that's all that she watches.
Well, it's, you know, she's not, you know, we share similar geeky things in like Disney and Doctor Who, but, you know, she's not a big comic book person. She has, you know, but at least I got her to do like Supergirl and I started getting her to The Flash. She tried to get into Legends of Tomorrow. You know, she's tried to get into Legends of Tomorrow, couldn't really get into it. We do have like all the seasons of Arrow, I think up to 4 or 5, like on DVD. So, you know, it's one of those things that during a holiday break and during, you know, or like during the summer or something, we got to like pop those in and start, you know, start going through
and just
them.
Start watching, just binge watching.
Yeah. And she did.
Yeah,
and she did
one
watch,
of the greatest things.
Yeah. She did watch all the episodes of the Crisis on Earth X crossover, even if she was a little lost in a couple of things. But do you watch any of the, do you watch any of the other DC show, like non-Arrowverse shows that are out there, like Gotham or Black Lightning?
I haven't yet, but it's definitely on my list to watch. Just trying to get caught up on at least one of the series before I start delving into the others. But they are definitely on my list to watch.
Oh, yeah. I have, like... Every episode, almost every episode of Black Lightning, except for the pilot, on the DVR. I think that's going to be another summer. Okay, let's watch these and let's get caught up. I don't know how much of the news you're up on, but I know that there's been a little confusion as to whether or not Black Lightning is part of the Arrowverse or not, since it's on CW. Last thing I heard, they know. But I do remember hearing something that said it's kind of part of the Arrowverse, but that for the first year or two, they're going to try and keep it separate. So
that would,
you know,
make sense. And, but realistically, I imagine that all the DC is going to end up interacting with each other, just like how Supergirl, technically, they're in the same universe, but they're not. I feel like everyone is going to end up in the same universe at some point in time. There's going to be crossovers with all of them at some point.
Yeah. Well, probably not Gotham since it's Fox. Which actually it brings up a point. And this is like my point of contention as far as, you know, the shows are concerned and also their relation to the movies. See, okay, one of the things that DC has over Marvel, which is probably about the only major thing that they have over Marvel, is the fact that they never lost the rights to their characters. They didn't face the same situation Marvel did, which is bankruptcy and then, oh man, we got to make some money. Hey, do you want the rights to, you know, this character? You know, they never had that, so they have access to everything. But it seems like what has developed instead is this weird kind of embargo on who can show up where, you know? So like, okay, big example. All right. So we can have two Flashes, you know, we have Grant Gustin on TV and then we have Ezra Miller in the movies. I kind of heard that, the powers that be, I think it's Warner Brothers that does this, they kind of don't want people to, you know, have like their choice of certain characters. So, okay, for example, Supergirl season 2, Superman showed up. He was a part of a few episodes. But once Justice League was coming out, you know, once you had the movie coming out, they kind of took Superman and kind of shoved him aside. They were just like, okay, well, Superman is not, okay, we've said that Superman, we've shown you that Superman exists in Supergirl, but you know what? We have this blockbuster movie that we're coming out, and we want everybody, you know, we want all the ladies to look at how hot Henry Cavill is. We want everybody to say, Henry Cavill's my Superman. So Tyler Hoechlin, or however you want, the TV Superman gets to, like, you know, be off stage so that, you know, nobody goes,
well, wait a minute, you know, why do we have, like, this Superman? We have the Superman TV.
It's like, even though they've actually, like, they have made no bones about there being multiple realities and stuff, it's kind of like, okay, you have to focus on movie Superman. Just like the end of the Justice League movie, one of the post-credits introduced Joseph Manganiello from True Blood as the character of Deathstroke. And, well, we have, I believe the guy's name is Manu Bennett. He's played Deathstroke on Arrow, done a really awesome job of it. In fact, I even know a few ladies who, you know, would not be hunted by Deathstroke. but, yeah, we have, you know, we have him. We have like, again, it's the TV Deathstroke. But, oh, because we introduced, you know, Magic Mike Deathstroke in the Justice League movie, let's have the Arrowverse Deathstroke kind of off stage. You know, let's just have him go off stage. So then again, it's like, no. Ladies, look, it's the Magic Mike guy. The non-Channing Tatum Magic Mike guy as Deathstroke. No, pay attention to him. No, don't pay attention to the Arrowverse Deathstroke. No, he's not around.
This is the one we want you to look at right now. Come see him.
Exactly. Like, that's the thing. It gets a little infuriating. It also kind of like, there's also like another infuriating part, and it's like, I'm gonna talk about like Legends of Tomorrow. My thing is, okay. Legends, we have had, you know, we've had the Legends run into famous people, you know, throughout history, like like, for example, the season premiere this season had the legend going after Julius Caesar after he was trying to, I think he was trying to take over Aruba.
Okay.
So, you know, you had Julius Caesar in Aruba. They did an episode with Troy where they actually did a little Wonder Woman Easter egg, sort of.
Yeah.
You know, I know that the end of last season they were in World War One. And they ran into J.R.R. Tolkien as a soldier on the battlefield before he went and wrote Lord of the Rings. And, you know, it's one of these things where there's a part of me that's like, okay, you're not being fair. And there's another part of me that is just the huge comic geek that is frustrated to hell. Because, you know, I've been a DC fan for a long time now. I've read a ton of DC comics. I actually collected something called Who's Who in the DC Universe, which was like a series of comics that was basically an encyclopedia for the DC Universe, talking about almost every character you can think of.
Exactly.
You know, what comic they appeared in, et cetera, et cetera. So,
which would be really convenient because of how often everything switches out. That would help keep things straight.
Yeah. In fact, they really haven't done a real honest to God Who's Who since like the 90s. They did do some stuff called they did do some comics called Secret Files, which did have like some profiles, but you know, it really can't like compare to Who's Who, but you know, I digress. You know, the thing is that I know for a fact that there are characters that DC has written in comics that are active in different historical periods, some of them in the periods that we've seen in Legends of Tomorrow, and yet they don't use them. And I'm like, I'm getting to the point where I'm like smacking my head against the wall going, why didn't they use this character? You could have done something with it.
It's like, this is the perfect opportunity, yet they're just passing it up completely.
Right. Like, I want to, like, see, okay, it's one thing with Marvel where, oh, we may not have the rights to this character. But it's like, I know DC has the rights. No, they didn't give up the rights. And I'm just wondering why
aren't
pull
they
the trigger?
Using that to their ability? Yeah.
Right, right. It's like,
I can definitely
can
see how that'd be frustrating.
Right. Well, let me give an example. Have you at least seen the so-called Christmas episode of Legends, the one with the talking doll?
Yes.
Bebo, yeah. So like the Bebo episode, we have like Tickle Me Elmo, whatchamacallit, showing up in Viking times, and they're worshiping it like it's a god. I mean, I thought that was a little, but you know.
Elves in general are creepy, so
fun every now. Yeah. Well, you should have seen what happened when my mom got her nephews the Tickle Me Elmo Extreme. Just seeing that thing laughing and doing cartwheels, it's like, back, Satan!
No, thank you.
I sold you, tickling son of a bitch!
That'd be a little too creepy for me. No.
Kill it with fire.
Yeah.
Yes.
But yeah, so we have Weibo as a camera.
Oh. Hey, I'm getting some bad signal. I can't hear anything.
Okay, so it's not just me. I'm sitting
definitely not.
At everything on my phone, and I'm like, what?
Yeah, I'm sitting here walking around trying to find a place where I can hear. Like, what's going on?
Yeah, I'm just like pivoting. You know, I'm like just kind of like pivoting, and I'm like, are we back in the 90s? Is that really affecting the signal right now? What the hell?
Apparently.
I don't know. I think it's appropriate since we're talking DC TV and we know how bad DC has been.
To give DC one good thing, though, their TV shows are incredible. I haven't really been a fan of the movies that they put out, but the TV shows have actually been on point.
That seems to be the general consensus. Is like, you know, when it comes to movies, they're absolute garbage, and then they do the television shows, and it's just
wow. Incredible. They knock it out of the park.
Yeah, so
like getting everybody glued to the screen for the whole however long, like 45 to 55 minutes for the episode, then wanting more.
Yeah, I mean, but the issue is like, it's just really shitty, I wouldn't even say, it's a combination of like really shitty directing and like really shitty producing. Like, I'm not exactly sure exactly where the communication between comic book and lore tends to get skewed, right, with like just everything.
Let me check on something here.
I think we're actually legitimately having technical difficulties, so I don't even know where anybody's listening to us.
Huh. Well, that would definitely explain a little bit of the issues that we're having.
Mm-hmm. Let me go ahead and make a post. I wonder why.
Did we lose him? Yeah, because I'm not hearing him anymore either. Wow.
Mm-hmm. We are sorry for thinking we are working. Get it back up.
Yeah, so did it drop completely?
I think so. Yeah, no, I think we're off the air. So just go ahead and hang up and like post it to the group chat.
Okay, we'll do.
Bye-bye.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I believe we're reconnected. Sorry about that. A little bit of a tiny snafu. Sorry. Yeah. So hopefully you should be hearing me now, and my two hosts should be coming in right presently. Sorry about that. I'm guessing maybe Warner Brothers is a little bit of a. I guess Warner Brothers basically probably heard that I was bashing them for, you know, trying to segregate characters. Guys, you know, that was you. Hey, okay, this is constructive criticism. Okay, no need to come down on me like a ton of bricks and stop my feed. All right, come on. Okay, yeah, I'm being a little critical here. You know, hey, we can all, you know, I'm not being nasty, all right? I'm not being personal. Okay? So, yeah. Anyway. But, yeah. Wow. Well, hey, folks, you know what? Here we go. I think our first, yep, there we go. Hey, Shaylee, are you there?
I'm here. Is it working?
Okay, wow, great. Okay, we got one. We got one. I know Iggy had just come in when we got separated. So we'll just wait for her. But yeah. See, folks, this is what happens with live stuff. Stuff happens. I think all we need is Blog Talk to put on like some music. You know, they need to put on like some, you know, we're experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by. You know, with maybe somebody. We need like somebody at a computer switchboard, basically with like, you know, a thing of gin or something next to them, and just, you know, totally drunk and passed out, or I don't know, or something like that. I don't know. What do you think, yeah. Iggy? What do you think should be like the picture that Bolt uses whenever there's technical difficulties?
There is a picture of David Tennant making like almost like a fuck face. That should be the one. It's just like, it's
okay.
Him going, fuck.
Okay.
And somebody like put fuck underneath that. And it's just, obviously that's not what he said, but
yeah.
It's perfect and it's
delicious.
It's
the face
it's
that's made.
Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. So basically they're experiencing technical difficulties thing should be the gif of David Tennant doing a what the fuck face. I like
agreed.
That. Hey,
I second this opinion.
we got to talk to the powers that be at Blog Talk. Put that. At all. But yeah, we didn't. I think it was the Bebo episode, right? Yeah, the Bebo episode. So we had Vikings
yeah.
and the Bebo
Tickle
episode.
Me Elmo. Tickle Me Elmo, like that.
The weird, yeah, the weird Tickle Me Elmo thing being worshipped as a god by Vikings. They had Leif Erikson as like the token historical figure for the episode, but. The thing is that here's the thing. I happen to know that there are at least two Viking characters that they could have used in this episode of Legends. One is named the Viking Prince. His name is like Prince John or something. You know, he's this Viking hero. I don't know why they couldn't have had him as one of the Vikings and maybe teaming up with the Legends. Another character they could have used, which would have fit into the whole plot that they're doing this season about the anachronisms and stuff, there was actually a character called the Viking Commando. And it was a Viking that somehow got transported to World War II, found out that the Allies would call Germans Huns, and, you know, he just kind of grabbed his axe and go, ooh, I fought before. I'm going to go join in.
I also wholeheartedly believe that the Vikings really do go commando, so it's very well put.
You know, I feel like you'd do something like that. I had a feeling. But
I had to.
No, you didn't. You did not, but you did it anyway. That was just, to me, it's like, you know, I mean, getting to the main point, it's frustrating. Because, like, right there, I gave two examples. Okay, they did a Revolutionary War episode. What was it? Was it last season that they went to the Revolutionary War and you had like had a humorous thing where Rory ended up, in this case, Heatwave. Not that Rory, Iggy. Different Rory.
Okay.
Heatwave getting drunk with George Washington. Yes, it's all funny. But like, for example, again, there's written. There's a guy called Tomahawk who had like his own little kind of group, you know, he kind of had like a group kind of like Mel Gibson did in The Patriot, like his own little squad of guys fighting the British. And there was even a character called Miss Liberty. And, you know, she was like a, who would then like, you know, dress up in like a costume, you know, fight British, you know, her and also, she connected to a superhero from like World War II in modern times called Liberty Bell. It turns out that they're related, you know, kind of like how you have Vixen with the legends being the grandmother of the, you know, the modern day Vixen. But it's like, again, missed opportunity. And I'm just kind of frustrated because I keep wondering, it's like, okay, why don't they pull the trigger on this? Why do they use these historical characters? You know, why is it that, you know, because it's like, I just don't know. It's like, why aren't they doing it? You know, they had Jonah Hex, like, what is it, time on the show? So it's like, I know they can do it. Why don't they? I mean, I don't know. Do you, Shaylee, do you have like any, do you have any thoughts on that? Like why they don't like go this route?
Oh, I wish. It's more frustrating that they don't, because there are so many different opportunities that they could do to make the show even better, but they just kind of miss out with adding in the different heroes. Money. Sorry, I sneezed.
So you think it's a money issue?
Oh, yeah. It's all about money. It's all money. It's all
okay.
Money. It's the reason why DC... the DCU cannot put out good movies. It's money. It's contracts. It's bullshit. And they don't focus on the content so much as they focus on, like, the suit and the special effects. And it's like, dude, you missed the entire story here. And there's a bunch of things that have been skewed. And, well, it doesn't matter. We did it by the deadline, and we saved a bunch of money, and hopefully we're going to make billions. And why are we making billions?
Okay, so you think that with, as far as TV is concerned, you think that they just,
well, they're doing
don't...
better on TV than they are on the cinema, that's for sure.
They're doing
a lot
better on TV.
But on the other hand, you know, you mentioned that it's a money issue, that they're not throwing the money in there. You know, it's, I can understand. We'll see, like, for example, on the Flash, they had Kid Flash kind of go off on his own. You know, he went off to find himself after getting dumped by his girlfriend. I mean, hey, we've all been there, guys, right? Right? Yeah. I know all guys listening, they're like, yeah, no, I felt, yep. I feel him. I feel you, Wally. And, you know, I can understand why, for example, they had Wally kind of, you know, get on the bus and go out. That's also why I can understand we haven't had too many guest appearances by Jay Garrick or Jesse Quick. Like, I can understand that. I can understand that, you know, they're already pouring a lot of money into Barry's special effects, but to have two or three or four people run super at the same time, yeah, that can get a little pricey. Like, I can understand that. They did move, you know, they recently had Wally, like, moved over to Legends of Tomorrow, where he's been working with the Legends, you know, he's been recruited by Rip. So, you know, I can understand that in some cases it's like, okay, we got to tone down on this. We can't break the budget and having, like, you know, this entire marathon running around. But, you know, for the thing that gets me, though, is, you know, taking another page. Okay, so, you know, another historical place that Legends went to that we mentioned earlier is World War One. And there are two World War One characters that I know DC has written. They've written this German fighter pilot who, you know, the comic was called the Ace. And there's been, like, an American fighter pilot, Steve Savage, that went by the name the Balloon Buster because he liked to attack Zeppelins.
Mm-hmm.
I can't understand how you can't find the money. Like, okay, if you can't, there's too much money in having, like, a somebody on a biplane flying around. Okay, that's fine. Have him shot, you know, have one of these characters shot down at the beginning of the episode, and then they basically hang out with the Legends, and it's like, okay, I got to get back to my base and get a new plane. Oh, you guys are fighting these Germans? Well, I've got a gun. let me help you out while, you know, while I try to make it back. There.
Mm-hmm.
Just,
well,
I
feel like it
made the thing, you know. Yeah, sorry, I'm trying not to have nerd rage here.
I feel like in this case, it's not only like a money issue in those sense. I feel like it's also a popularity issue. They want to make the show as popular as they can and the episodes as successful as they can without having to add in anything, without having to include them in future episodes. Because once they introduce those heroes, those characters, people are going to want to see them again. And so having to continue writing them into the story, I feel like, is why they don't actually include them into those flashbacks like they could.
You know, that's actually an interesting point. I can see the point of that. I got to admit a little guilty thing right here. When Jonah Hex showed up in Legends of Tomorrow, which, by the way, what I find like really hilarious is the guy who plays Jonah Hex in Legends of Tomorrow was Jimmy, the band leader in That Thing You Do. So it's kind of weird seeing That Thing You Do and seeing Jimmy and going, that's Jonah Hex. Although, hey,
I can't help but smile whenever I see Rip Hunter and see Rory Williams. I mean, come on.
There you go. Yeah. But I know that first time Jonah Hex showed up, a lot of people, including myself, have been like, hey, let's have him back. Let's, you know, on Twitter and we're talking Jonah Hex and Legends of Tomorrow. I'm like, make him a regular part of the cast, for God's sakes. I mean, they said it because his first appearance, it was indicated that Rip had visited, had met Jonah Hex in the past. So Jonah Hex is like all about, oh yay, time travelers, you know? So he's already inoculated to the whole premise of Legends. So having him on the Wave Rider, I mean, that's, you know, you don't have to spend time with him. The microwave heats up stuff without a cooking fire. You know, he kind of is like, not really knows about that there's shit that happens in the future that's like awesome. So, you know, I can't understand why they don't make him a regular part of the crew. Like, why not bring back Jonah Hex and make him in part? I mean, you know, maybe you just have the makeup people like, oh God, we don't want to add that scar on his face. We don't want to do it on a weekly basis. Pity on us, please.
And that's because it could also be where the situation where if they bring one of them back, then it's going to be like, okay, well, now what about all these other heroes that you're going into their timeline? Why not bring them back as well? Leading into my original point in that being like, oh, you can't always write them all back into the show. So if they bring one back, they have to bring them all back.
Yeah, that is a good point. Of course, there are characters that could be like, you could be one shots simply just due to the situation that they're not, you know, not everybody might be a good fit. Although one thing that would be kind of cool, because I know that the show has kind of done something where they've had people leave and had other people come on. It would be kind of cool to have maybe like a season or maybe even a couple of episodes where they do, you know, maybe like the rest of the crew is kind of scattered off. And then somebody, either Sarah or Rip or both of them or Ava, kind of gather together a bunch of people from across time. And it's like, okay, the legends are lost. I need some people to find them. So I'm recruiting you guys. And you know, it could be a way to kind of the door, bring in, you know, at least for the short term, some other characters from like across, you know, the time stream in the DC universe as kind of just a little something different. I mean, you know, they don't have to stay, and you can do something where they go back to their native period afterwards, but it would be kind of something cool to do, if, at least in short term. I do know it was announced, you know, as far as Legend is concerned, I do know that it was announced. I mean, we do have Wally running around the Wave Rider. I have heard that before the renewals came in, you know, before you started getting all those little notices about this has been renewed for another season, this has been renewed, Legends was kind of on a bubble. It has been confirmed that it's coming back. one thing that they did say before the renewal was official is that Constantine is going to be a regular part of the cast. So they're adding John Constantine to the crew. After it was announced that Legends coming back, it was announced that Jess McCallan, who plays the character of Ava Sharp, that she's going to be a regular next season. So we have Sarah's new girlfriend, and we have Constantine joining the Wave Rider. Of course, mm-hmm. I got to admit, like I said, I'd much rather Jonah Hex, but you know, Constantine, well, you know, you got scruffy British guy. Can't go wrong with scruffy British guy. I mean, hell, it's the accent.
Yeah.
Well, would you say, okay, all right, since I'm, okay, ladies, you know, it's the accent, but would you say that Constantine's kind of scruffy nature, would you say that also helps? You know, like the 5 o'clock shadow and everything?
Stop it. I have to agree with Iggy here.
I'll take a yes.
Oh yeah.
I'll take that as a yes, and I'm guessing Iggy's right now just, you know, picturing Constantine with that, you know, dirty raincoat, you know, just kind of sitting back, you know, little glass of something in his hands, and like, Oh Iggy love, what's troubling you? Oh. Are you possessed by something?
I'll keep going. More.
I'm guessing.
Come on.
Yeah. No, you're not. You're definitely not possessed by a lower demon of hell. I'd say it's my accent, isn't it? Oh, this always happens.
It's a bloody fucking accent.
A lot of the ladies go for the accent. I did hear though that Jonah Hex is going to be appearing in the season finale. So, well, at least I get a little Jonah Hex for the season finale. Can't do anything about him being a regular. But who knows? Maybe someday in the near future,
he'll actually come back for an appearance.
Yeah, he'll actually come. Yeah, and like for an extended period, be on the show and be like a part of the crew. I rag on the Legends, but to kind of jump TV shows, something that I will not rag on, in fact, I will nerdgasm hard, is Legion of Superheroes on Supergirl.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I would love
to see that.
But no, they got introduced this season, and honestly, I couldn't be happier. Now, of course, we've only been introduced to three members of the team, one of them, of course, being Mon-El, who we had last season, but just the fact that the Legion is on Supergirl after like two seasons of build-up, it's just like, I couldn't be happier. You know, when I think they brought them back, they brought them into the show right around Christmas, with like the team making their official debut, like the first episode after the Christmas break. And I was just, it was just like, again, total nerdgasm. I was like, yes, finally. I mean, I still remember Supergirl season one, when they went to the Fortress of Solitude and you saw the Legion flight ring kind of right there, you know, as part of like the artifacts that are running. And I was just like, okay, this means that we're going to get the Legion. When are we going to get the Legion? I want the fucking Legion already. So
it's like they need to be here now.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, put them out now. You know, I know that in Flash, like, you know, in the season that ran with Supergirl season one, I think it was season two, you had the Flash like running through the dimensional portal, and one of the images they showed was again a Legion flight ring, and I'm just like, oh come on, don't fucking tease me here, like come on. So yeah, when they finally had the Legion debut, I was just like, yes. Now I know some people kind of are not a fans of the fact that, you know, the Legion really don't have like comic accurate costumes. And yeah, I got to admit, I would kind of love to see Mon-El in like the red with the blue cape that he wears in the comics. But right now I'm just like, okay, yeah, it's not the comics, but at least the characters are there. I mean, Lord knows, you could Google it while we're talking here. Saturn Girl at one point, like during the 70s or so, her costume was basically a pink swimsuit type thing with like pink gloves and pink boots. I mean, not exactly the kind of superhero outfit I think people are used to having nowadays. And yeah, honestly, as cool as it would be in live action, a part of me is like, no, I'm cool with what she's wearing right now. Although,
I want to see what it would change to.
Yeah, although, yeah, seriously, like, Google it. Just put Saturn Girl, Saturn Girl pink costume, and yeah, you'll see what I'm talking about. Although, I gotta say, what I really do love is the character of Brainiac 5. The fact that whoever is writing on Supergirl and writing the Legion appearances, they nailed his character. Because that's exactly how he is in the comics. He is said to be, I believe the term is, a 12th level intelligence. And, you know, it's one of these things where he knows. You know, there's like the phrase, you know, when somebody thinks they're the smartest person in the room. And the thing is with Brainiac 5, he doesn't think he is. He knows he is, and there's stuff to back it up. So it's just like, it's just like he knows it and he makes no bones about it. And it's just, you know, they nailed that. Something, though, I wonder if they're going to do, because in the comics, Supergirl and Brainiac 5 actually... like, they actually start seeing each other.
Oh.
So, you know, I'm kind of wondering that. I thought I heard something that they might, so I'll just see if they do and how they pull that off. I mean, I don't know. Could you kind of, what would you say to the two of them, being together?
I personally don't really, I don't know. I don't really know how to feel on that one.
You want her back with Mon-El, don't you?
Yeah.
Put her together with Mon-El. But unfortunately, Mon-El does appear to be with Saturn Girl right now. Although they did hint that their marriage was more of a political one than... Mon-El might be still carrying the torch. So, I don't know. I really don't know. Maybe, you know, we'll just have to see. I think Supergirl's back. I know that they switched. They did something weird, which is like, oh, they moved Legends to Mondays, and they kind of decided that Supergirl and Legends would swap out. Like, Supergirl's kind of taking a break right now, and Legends is doing, like, their season just straight off. And, you know, Supergirl should be back, like, not this Monday, but next Monday. I'm just curious to see, like, what they're going to do with the Legion. I would love for them to bring in other members. I don't know about anybody else, but I was watching the show, and I know that the Legion were in these little, like, sleeping pods, whatever. And I know that, you know, we have the three right now, and I don't know, but I could. Like other people in pods, like not just the three that we've had. So I'm kind of wondering, are they saving them, or, you know, what's going on? Because I want to see some other members of the group. One member I would love for them to pull off is one called Matter Eater Lad, and his whole power is he can literally eat anything. You know, like here's the thing. So the big thing in the news has been. The Tide Pod Challenge. Okay, here's the thing about Matter Eater Lad. He could do the Tide Pod Challenge if he wanted to. Because, like, his whole... He comes from a species, you know, his people, they kind of, when his planet got colonized, they had, like, a situation where they ran out of food, so they kind of pulled some genetic, you know, they kind of did some genetic engineering on themselves so they could eat basically any form of matter. You know, it didn't have to be, like, something that could be consumed by a human being.
It didn't have to actually be edible.
Right, exactly. So he can basically eat anything. So... I don't know. I mean, I would dare the people, you know, the executive producers and the writers behind Supergirl introduce matter to your lad, you know, and just like, you know, and just like maybe if, you know, maybe you have like Wynn and Brainiac 5 are trying to deal with the computer and it's like shorted out and they're like, well, this is useless. And matter to your lad just like grabs a circuit board and goes, actually, no, I haven't had lunch yet. And just like bites down on it, you know, and it's like, oh, this is really good. You know, while just walking away, munching happily while like, you know, everybody else is watching just like, actual fuck? I mean, maybe not saying that, but, you know, like the David Tennant face. They're all making the David Tennant face. Yeah, exactly. One thing I also kind of, that I did like a huge kind of nerd, the thing that kind of, you know, really made me nerd out is the fact that they brought in Martian Manhunter's dad. And the actor playing him was the one who did the voice of Martian Manhunter in that Justice League cartoon from like the late 90s, early 2000s. Like when I heard that casting, I'm like, that is just, see, I had like the same reaction that I did when they had the 90s Flash and they had him play, they had him not only play Barry's dad, but then had him playing Jay Garrick. I had like the same reaction where I was like, whoever did this, I want to fucking hug you, like, because that is just brilliant. You know, once again, it's like, wow, that's just brilliant. That is awesome. That also proves that you have people working on these shows that are fans, you know, so like when they did this, it's like they knew that people who watched like the Justice League cartoon would be like, oh man, that is
fucking
awesome.
That's what they would want to see.
Exactly.
I feel like fan-run shows have the best, because they know what they're looking for. They know what people want to see, because it's what they want to see.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Which is why, and again, I like in The Flash that they brought in Elongated Man. Because I know that, you know, it's been the two, you know, in the comics, the two have been friends for, like, they have, like, this really tight friendship. So it was great that they brought the character in. I got to admit, I was kind of surprised with the way they did it, that they did him as kind of a disgraced police officer turned PI, and that he kind of has a bit of an obnoxious side, but, you know, I like that the character's in there. You know, I really hope, you know, there's been talk, because the whole plot for The Flash has been about the Thinker, and, you know, how he's trying to take metahuman powers and stuff. There's been talk about, you know, is Ralph going to survive the end of the season? I hope he does, because I love the character, and I'm glad that he's in there. And I want him to stick around. I want him to be like a part of Team Flash, you know, at the very least, if like they can't have him around for too much longer, at least have him go off somewhere, you know, don't kill him off, because he's just such a great character.
Yeah.
And I got to admit, the hopeless romantic part of me, I want them to introduce his wife on the show. Because like for the longest time in the comics, Elongated Man was married to this woman named Sue. And they were like this perfect couple, you know, and they even did a thing where it was like, it was almost like, you know, they were this, it was almost kind of like Heart to Heart, you know, like the TV show Heart to Heart, where, you know, they would actually solve mysteries together. So, you know, I would love it if in The Flash they introduced Sue and they kind of did this arc for Elongated Man where he actually falls in love and like finds this, you know, finds like the right woman. Because, you know, they have had him...
Yeah.
Kind of flirting around, but it would be kind of cool for him to like meet her and kind of just be like, wow, this is different. You know, what I'm actually feeling is a lot different from, you know, what I felt before. I think I actually want a woman, you know, and maybe
learn
the rest of Team Flash.
So well.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, and you could always have the rest of Team Flash kind of being like, yeah, Ralph, for how long? Just till morning, right? You know, he's like, no, seriously, you know, I do not just want to have a one night stand with this woman. You know, so that would kind of be great to see. You know, I got, So yeah, Shai, you were saying you follow all four shows.
Yes.
Okay, now the question, because you know, I kind of have like a little. There's like another kind of almost nerd ragey thing that I kind of have about at least this season of the shows. Have you at least gotten up to about Christmas for everything?
Not quite.
Okay.
I'm almost there, but I'm not quite at Christmas for everything yet. I did fall pretty far behind, but I've been working to catch up because I love these shows, so.
Yeah. For me, it's because the thing is that something that I noticed is that on both Arrow and Flash, they introduce, you know, they have like this whole, you know, they've had like basically they've had the heroes on trial. You know, the Flash got framed for Clifford DeVoe's murder, and then you've had like this FBI lady, or you know, and you've had like you've had like law enforcement chasing after Oliver Queen, saying you're the Arrow and we want to put you on trial.
Yeah.
And the fact that you have same basic plot running through two different shows at the same time, I'm kind of like, really, guys? Like, for real? You know, you're going to have heroes on trial? I mean, especially because it's like, well, like with The Flash, for me, it's like, I feel like, I don't know. It's like, for me, with The Flash, it kind of goes with what I would consider kind of a bad trope in fiction. You know, I see this a lot on TV, where if you have like a genius villain, you know, that's kind of running rings around the heroes, that the hero response is to just be stupid and frustrated. And I kind of feel like that's what they're doing with The Flash. It's like, okay, I like the fact that the big villain for this season is not a speedster, you know, because it's great to have something new and refreshing. But I hate that the response from like the good guy's side is to just like constant, like just have this stream of constant failure. Because it's just frustrating because, I mean, yeah, I want there to be a challenge for the heroes, but I don't want, you know, I don't want this thing where it's just
heroes
like
just getting constantly destroyed.
Exactly. Like, you know, it's okay if they win something, you know, which they kind of did when Barry was let out of jail. You know, but it just feels like, you know, they want to present such a challenge. So their response is, okay, we're going to have, you know, Barry just like blunder into the bad guy's trap. And I'm just like, seriously? Like, guys, come on. You know, for real? You know, it's just, it gets to me. And then with Arrow, you know, I feel like, well, first of all, I feel like we're in a couple of broken records. Number one, the, you know, once again, it's all about Oliver being outed as the Arrow. Like, oh my God, he's in trouble of being outed as the Arrow. You know, and it's like, we've been here before. You know, why are we here again?
Yeah, that was like season one, season two stuff. Like, why are they going back to that now?
Right, they're going back to that now. And then they're also doing, and then it's like, again, you know, it's this whole thing of like, I forget, I think it was season two that ended with, you know, the Arrow saves the city. And then, oh, okay, so the city's okay with having vigilantes around, and now they're not okay again. And, you know, so here we are again. And then also it's the same thing. Like, we had that, you know, it's like, once again, it's the trust issues. You know, oh, Team Arrow has trust issues. And it's like,
why have they not had trust issues, realistically?
It's like,
they're all really tight and together, but they've always had some type of trust issues in every single season that we've had so far.
Yeah. I mean, that's been, it's like, every season it's like this, you know. Last season it was with what's her face? I think her name was Artemis. The girl that sided with Prometheus. You know, last season it was her. You know, and the fact that she's willing to hang out with the bad guy, you know, because, oh, Oliver killed, you know, and then this season, you know, you have the team split and you have Black Canary, Mr. Terrific, and Wild Dog doing their own thing because they couldn't trust Oliver. And, oh, Oliver had them spied on. It's like, I know that some people have said that Arrow is kind of like, Arrow is like the DC TV equivalent to Batman, you know, kind of the dark street level vigilante type. But how many times do we have to be here? How many times do we have to be, you know, at this point where, you know, oh, it's trust issues again. And, you know, and, oh, Oliver is just going to like shove everybody off to the corner and be like, I'll handle this myself, you know, while everybody's like, no, Oliver, you know, let us handle it with you, you know, come on, we have to be together, you know. It's just see, it's even getting me sick. Actually, no, that's something different. I'm just getting a little bored with it. It's like, can we go someplace new? You know, it doesn't like, if you want it to be kind of street level stuff, that's fine. But why is it, you know, this is kind of getting boring that we keep going here. Like, and like, oh, you know, we had Oliver getting married to Felicity again, but it's like, okay, is he going to push her away again? Cause we've been here before. You know, you know, so I'm just like, you know, like, can we do something new? Because it's getting, quite frankly, a little boring.
Yeah, they're starting to go back to repeating the same storyline. It's kind of what they started off with. But they really do need to come up with some new ideas.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, especially because the cliffhanger from last season, the Lian Yu thing, they basically got rid of Malcolm Merlyn, which arguably, you know, well, first of all, it's John Barrowman. I mean, they got rid of John freaking Barrowman, you know, which is bad enough. And also the fact that his character was one of the most compelling on the show. So it's like, okay, now what do we do? Because that just, it's like, you just got rid of one of the most compelling characters on the show. You know, he had some great storylines, some great scenes, and he's gone now. So unless they're going to pile on some flashbacks, you know, they kind of need to find something else that could draw people in. And you know, going through the same motions again, you know, it just, it's getting boring. Like, I'm getting a little bored, you know?
Do you think maybe they're starting to spread themselves a little thin with all of the shows that they do have going on and all the different projects, and so the writers are starting to run out of ideas for one show because they're too busy concentrating on the others?
You know, that's actually, you know, that's actually a good question. I think that may be kind of the,
what's actually going on.
Yeah, that maybe they're just kind of, I mean, I'm sure that they have different writers for each show, but Arrow is going into season 7. So,
yeah,
I don't
know. Arrow's been around the longest out of all of them.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
and
it's
while
just,
yeah,
so...
there probably are different writers for each of the shows. However, trying to figure out how to incorporate them all into each other and do the little crossover episodes that they have here and there, but also trying to keep everything aligned with, I can understand how that can be starting to become a little bit of a headache or at least a little bit more difficult.
Yeah, but at least I will say though that, well, first of all, it helps that Supergirl has her own little universe.
Yeah.
So
she
has her own place.
Earth 3, I think.
So no, not no. I think I want to say they've dropped like I know that they've dropped like which Earth she's supposed to be on. I think it's actually up in the teens.
Gotcha.
But I know she has her own Earth. You know, so at least like her stuff can happen without affecting like everything else.
The other and, universes, like
exactly. And I will give credit in the sense that they're able to have like, well, with Legends, since they're off in time and space, there's no need to have them. You know, you don't have to worry about something happening in Legends, and then it's like, oh, why aren't they talking about this on the Flash, or why aren't they talking about
this
on Arrow?
Because that already goes back and forth between the timeline, so there's no point in keeping it straight because they can always just drop into it later on.
Right, exactly. Or I think like the bigger problem is Flash and Arrow. And they have done a good job of keeping the two things separate with maybe like a minimal bits here and there. You know, like I know that Barry showed up for Black Canary's funeral. And, you know, you did have Arrow saying, you know, he's like, oh, I couldn't be here sooner. And, you know, you did have Ollie saying, I know you're having problems with Zoom. You know, so at least acknowledging, you know, at least acknowledging, you know, that things are going
that,
on currently.
Exactly, yeah. That things are happening there that's keeping him preoccupied and,
Yeah, so, you know, and it's like they don't have to, you know, like they, and you know, maybe just dropping little things here and there, you know, like they don't have to talk about, I noticed that they didn't talk about Barry being on trial at the same time that Oliver was dealing with his legal woes. They really don't have to talk about that. So, you know, they can at least keep it separate. But yeah, I kind of do wonder if like this coming season, if they shouldn't just kind of close the door on Arrow and then maybe, you know, then maybe use the characters like sporadically
in
on
the other
shows.
Right. Yeah.
Like have Felicity do guest appearance on Flash, you know, maybe have Arrow show up once or twice on Flash, you know, and just use them like that, you know, and just focus on the other shows, you know? But yeah, that is, and you did bring up an interesting point. But yeah, Iggy, I know you've been quiet for a while, listening to the two of us utterly geek out. But we were talking about Arrow without John Barrowman. I mean, what do you think? Was it a mistake to have him blow up? Okay, Iggy, are you there? Ooh.
You know, it would help if I unmute the fucking phone before I just start blabbing off into space. Anyways.
Yeah. So. But hey, Iggy, I do have to say though, the fact that you muted your phone, I applaud the politeness. But yeah, I would say that on occasion do the
it's
unmute.
It's a habit that I picked up on the set of Mark Who 42. Die hard.
You're no longer on Mark Who 42.
As you far as John Barrowman, I actually kind of found him off-putting to have him on the show to begin with. Not because of, you know, Torchwood or Doctor Who or anything like that. It's just that he is such a great actor, and he is just absolutely phenomenal in any role that you give him. And to have him pop in, pop out, pop in, pop out. Pop in, pop out. Oh, he's here for a little bit. Pop out. You know, it kind of just upset me more than anything else, where it's like, okay, well, why do you even have him here? You know, you could have literally picked anybody else. That is not a role that was worthy of John Barrowman. You could have given him something else. So, and that's just my opinion. I'm not saying that that's you know, a blanket, so, you know, opinion for everybody else. But from my shoes, that's, it was off-putting.
Okay, you wanted him on more, basically. It's like, if you're going to have him on, have him on.
He's a great actor. He is just a phenomenal actor. And I think it was just a role wasted on a phenomenal actor. You know, you need it. You know, he's the type of person that a phenomenal role goes to a phenomenal actor, one who is memorable, one who can take it. And he, it's just, I don't think the character fit the actor. And, you know, you don't get to see, because anytime that John Barrowman did come up, I mean, he did a great job. You know, he really brought the character up, but you, it's just, like I said, you know, pop in, pop out, pop in, pop out.
Huh. Well, did you, by any chance, Iggy, did you watch Legends of Tomorrow last season when he was one of the big bad guys?
Oh, God, yes. I loved it.
So you saw the episode where it was him and actor Neil McDonough as Damien Dark. You saw the episode where they had the brief sword fight, right?
I believe so, faintly.
Yeah, I just remember. I know that Trish doesn't watch Legends of Tomorrow anymore, but I saved that episode and I showed her like the brief fight that they had, because it was like, because I knew she'd get a kick out of John Barrowman having a sword fight. I think she liked it, but if I remember correctly, she wanted more. Again, hopefully they will bring. Hopefully they'll find some way to bring him back, because I thought he was. I think the role. I liked him. I liked him as Malcolm Merlyn. I think that they could have used him more, especially when they made him basically head of the League of Assassins. So, yeah, killing him off was just a bad idea. But, yeah, I think, I don't know, going as far as, like, the Arrowverse going forward, I like the Arrowverse. There's a part of me that is just, because it's like, since I'm a huge comic book geek, I kind of want to see them get more into stuff from the comics as far as characters are concerned. You know, I'm hoping that moving forward that we get, like, some more, you know, that they dip into the well and they find, like, characters to use. Especially because, I mean, for me, my big wish list, you know, the thing that would be the bicycle under the Christmas tree, the thing that would be, you know, getting the Nintendo at last when you're a kid, would be if in Arrow they use the character of the Question. Is anybody familiar with that? Is anybody familiar with the Question?
I kind of want to be a dick. What's the Question?
Oh!
Oh, so you're saying the Question. I'm just thinking of Doctor Who right now, and I know that's not the right question.
The oldest question in the universe. In this particular case, the Question is a he's kind of a street level hero type. If you've ever seen him, wears like, you know, the trench coat and the hat type deal. He wears like the trench coat and the hat type deal, but he has like some sort of, the way his face mask, he wears like a face mask, and the way it works, it gives him like a featureless face. He has like no feet. He has like a blank face. You know, his civilian identity is he's a reporter named Vic Sage. And so this is kind of, you know, it's kind of like, in his day job, he investigates all this stuff, and then at night, he puts the mask on, and he goes to solve these crimes. It would be kind of cool to bring in, you know, bring the Question in. I know that, I think, on the CW shows, he's based out of a place called Hub City. I want to say I've heard it name dropped before, so it's like, if it has, like, I really hope they bring him in, because, well, first of all, it's an awesome visual. You know, having this guy in like a trench coat and hat and having like the featureless face and just having him running around. Like, it would just be, the thing for this episode has been WTF faces. It would be great to see Stephen Amell's like Green Arrow with a what the fuck face confronting this guy for the first time and being like, what happened to your face? Especially, you know, and just, I don't know, some quip from the Question, like, you know, I don't know, saying something like, I have no mouth, but I must scream, or something like that. You know, I mean, it's just, it would just be a great character, and I really hope they bring him in, especially if, you know, if season 7 ends up being Arrow's last, that would be a great one to go out on. And actually, I am going to switch gears right now. We got, you know, we do have some time left in the show, but you know what? I'm going to do something special, because you know what? We do have something special. You know, for those of you who listen to the show and have listened on a regular basis, well, first of all, I got to say thank you. That's wonderful of you. You know, mm-hmm. it's great to have regular listeners. That's an awesome thing. And you know what? I'm sure that there are those of you out there who are going, you know what? Once a week is never enough. You know, I need like more of a fix. Well, you know what? To turn it over to Iggy, because Iggy, I do believe you have a solution. What's your solution, Iggy?
Well, starting tomorrow at 9 p.m., a all-female series is going to be produced by Let's Be Real called Strictly Geekly. Obviously, as a spin-off on the phrase Strictly Dickly, yay. So I'm very excited. I'm going to be working with a wonderful group of women, and we're all nerds in our own rights, and we're going to be talking about Hollywood. We're going to be talking about actors and actresses, the fandom, different themes, whether it be Harry Potter, Disney, Marvel superheroes, movies, all the works. You are going to be getting the female geek perspective. So I'm very excited to start that off tomorrow, which is our pilot show. I'm so excited.
Okay, and this is 9 p.m. Eastern, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you're not staying up until midnight to do this.
Oh, hell no. What the? No.
Okay, yeah, because I know you have little ones, and I'm sure that they would not allow you to catch up on sleep if you did that.
Yeah, and our very own joining us in the gang of Strictly Geekly ladies.
Ooh, geez. And who else is in the gang besides you and Trish?
My best friend Kylie, my other best friend Samantha, my girlfriend Shiley right here, as well as our public relations Lydia. So it's going to be should be different females every other Sunday, just because we like to keep it fresh. We like to take turns. We share.
Okay, so this is not a weekly show, or it is a weekly show. You just have a rotation.
It is a weekly show.
Rotation.
It's just we're going to be rotating.
Okay. Now I see. Okay. So yeah.
Too
so
many
it is
ladies
gonna be every,
and
it's gonna be,
one person.
Yeah. Okay. So it is going to be every week. It's just the cast changes every once in a while. Okay. I get it. I also get that now you're going to have Trish all to yourself, and you're going to continue to corrupt her innocent young mind. Shame on you.
Oh,
shame.
Yeah.
Shame.
So innocent.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can't hear it right now, but I'm ringing that Game of Thrones bell. I'm going, shame. Ding, ding. Shame. Ding, ding. But, yeah. So, yeah. Just, you know, wow. You have your clutches on my beloved Trish even further. Oh, dear.
Giggity.
Oh, dear. Hey, no.
Oh,
no,
yes.
Bad Iggy.
Oh,
bad
yes.
Iggy. Oh,
oh
gee.
Yes.
And now, well, you know what, which actually, it's funny because this probably doesn't need to be brought up, but you know what, I should probably bring it up just in case. I am guessing, given the time at which the show is going to be on, that much like this show right here, Strictly Geekly is... Yeah, it's going to be like this show. It's going to be not for the kiddies.
Let's Be Real carries an explicit tag. If you go online to www.letsbereal.com, you're going to see you're going to see our slogan, a little tag right there that says Geeks and Gamers Uncensored. So this Let's Be Real tailors to a 18 and up audience only.
Okay, so yeah, so anyone who's listening right now, if you're doing it behind your parents' back, shame on you, shame on you. Bad, very bad.
Ooh.
This is grown-ups using grown-up language, and talking about grown-up things, like use euphemisms for certain body parts. So, you know what? You shouldn't be listening to this. Okay? Now, of course, if, you know, it's one of these things where, yeah, you're listening to it and you're waiting until the parents are asleep or they're out, you know, they're out doing mommy daddy time and, you know, you're being a sneaky little teenager. Officially, Let's Be Reals cannot, Let's Be Reals and its affiliate shows cannot condone this behavior. So, you know what? If you get caught and you get grounded, no fair writing emails or doing Facebook posts to us going, oh my God, my parents are so square. You know, they took away my laptop because I was listening to your show. They don't understand how cool you are. Well, you know what? There's nothing we can do about it. I'm sorry. And, you know, once you're off groundation,
okay, we're only responsible. We're only guilty of keeping it real.
Yeah. See, exactly. Exactly. So, you know what? It's, hey, and you know what? It's, you know, and look, I'll be fair. I do sympathize a bit. I do sympathize. I mean, you know, hey, I remember when, you know, all the big person channels on cable were scrambled. So, you know, you had to wait until the parents are asleep, sit in front of the TV and, you know, find the big people channels and see how, you know, see what you could find, past the snow, you know, see if maybe, you know, through the wiggly lines, it's like, wait, I think I see a naked lady. Wait, I think I see one. Yeah.
Kitty.
You know what? We've all, you know, yeah. So, you know, we've all been there and, you know, once they didn't do the unscrambling things, you know, there are some of us that remember the wonderful days of Skinamax and, you know, the stuff that comes on after midnight on the premium channels.
Oh, my God. That reminds me of the Gabriel Iglesias stand-up. Like, are you ready? I'm done.
Bringing Fluffy. Bringing Fluffy into this. Oh, geez.
We did a whole skit on Skinamax. Y'all should look it up. It's fucking hilarious.
Oh, yeah. Well, and there's also, don't forget, there's HBO Real Sex, the Real Sex specials. Yeah, there's those two.
Great.
Yeah. And, you know, there's even times, like, I think there was one time that Trish, Billy, and I were watching TV and we're just cruising through the guide and we find, like, the adult channels and we're just laughing our heads off at, like, the names of the stuff on there and the descriptions, you know, just like, and it's not even like it's parody stuff, you know, like having the adult parody of Arrow, you know, The Shaft. Yes. An archer goes and tries to use his arrows, both natural and unnatural, to catch the female thieves. So, yeah.
Oh my.
Yeah. I mean, didn't find that, but it was kind of an example, you know, or something, you know, or stuff like, you know, Jungle Conquests 5, you know, it's just things like that, you know, it just ends up being hilarious seeing like some of the synopses and just being all like, really? Okay. Yeah. I think we can tell this is an adult film right here. This is an adult series right here. But sheesh. Yeah. So yeah, the basic point being that, yeah, we are a big person production. Of course, yeah, we're not as bad as Skinamax. You know, as far as I know, we're all clothed. Like, right now I'm in jeans, a t-shirt with a Hawaiian shirt over. So, yeah. No, it's not. We're not that bad yet. I mean, I don't know. Maybe in the future, you know, we'll do something. But, yeah, right now right now it's just about language. It's just about, you know, it's just about salty, salty language that would probably get us, if we turn this into an actual TV show, we'd probably have to be on like the premium channels. Couldn't do like Kevin Smith and Comic Book Men and be on like AMC. I don't even know. Well, I don't know. What do you think? Iggy Shaley, you think we'd be able to get on FX? You think it'd be like American
Shiley.
Shiley, sorry. I'll get it. Shiley. Okay. I love that you're the one getting upset. Like, she's fine with
me. This woman lives next door to me, and we literally had an entire conversation. I'm like, man, how many times did your name get fucked up? She's like, oh, my God. Let me count the ways.
Okay?
She is the sweetest person in the world. She will never tell you, but she will be seething in the inside.
Okay. Well,
I'm used to it at this point.
Yeah, Shiley, I apologize. I am trying to get it. Okay, this is, you know, this was your first. You know, I am trying to get it, but I will get it. I will drill it into my head. I actually have the names of all the co-hosts that come on written down. I will put a little note next to your name with like a little pronunciation guide type of thing.
A pronunciation way, because looking at how it's spelled, obviously that's not working.
Yeah. So I will put some sort of I promise, Shiley. Okay, Shiley. So I'll put what I'll do is I'll put an SH. See, I'm doing it right now. I'm grabbing a pen. You know, I'm putting a little parenthesis and I'm putting SHI for like shy. There you go.
I always tell people like SHY, like you're a shy person, and that generally helps people remember it.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Or you know, well, did you ever play video games?
Yes.
Or like a video game person? Did you ever play?
Is that even a real question?
Okay. Well, I don't know. You're Iggy's next door neighbor. You're not mine. So I don't know. You know, but you played Mario Brothers 2, right?
Yes.
Who has?
Okay. So there you go. Remember the shy guys? Those little red things with like the white.
We
there
have
you
the
go.
Shy guys plushie. Or stuffed animal thing, so yes.
Oh, there you go. Okay, there, perfect then. Whenever you come on the show, I'm going to be like, okay, Shiley, like shy guys, like the plushie she has. There, problem solved.
There you go.
Problem solved. We're good, yeah. but yeah, Shiley. Okay, there you go. That's the secret word for today,
children.
You got
it now.
There will be a quiz later.
I believe
there will be a quiz later. It's pronounced Shiley. But yeah, oh man. But yeah, so that's, okay, so what's the name of your show tomorrow again, Iggy?
Strictly Geekly.
Strictly Geekly. It is 9 o'clock Eastern time, and it's going to be right here, Blog Talk Radio, part of the Let's Be Reals, part of the very filthy, adult, uncensored Let's Be Reals family. There you go. See, there you go. There's your commercial. There's your commercial. We got it. We got it. We don't need to have Morgan Freeman narrating. Yep. So tomorrow, it's going to be Strictly Geekly. It's going to be Strictly Geekly with Iggy Matthews. There
you
go.
That's disgusting. It's terrible. Like,
yeah.
No.
Yep. Or you know what? Or hey, we'll have Patrick Stewart. Come on. You know you want his accent. You know, want his accent going.
Can
it's
we just get David Tennant in
with
here?
Iggy Matthews.
I mean.
Yeah. But yeah, but then, so do you, okay, but do you have a topic for tomorrow that you can plug?
Yep, we're talking Hollywood.
Hollywood.
Did you guys know that Amanda Bynes is trying to come back in? What the fuck? Yeah, so tune in tomorrow. Also, did you know that Disney Cruise Line was deliberately keeping a pregnant woman from boarding the boat? That sounds fucking ratchet. Well, what are the details to that one? Tune in tomorrow.
Oh,
find out
what the hell is going on. We were talking about that the other day. Trish,
mm-hmm.
Billy, and I were talking about the other day. Well, as far as this show is concerned.
Oh, the taxes they're putting on the news articles are like literally like absolute clickbait and entirely misleading.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Because I've read all about that. And you know what? I'll have to tell you my opinion like another time because yeah, can't do it tomorrow. Or if anything, if anything, Trish will tell you how Billy and I feel. But yeah, as far as this show is concerned, next week it's all about nostalgia, the good old days. So yeah, pretty much next week everybody on the show is going to act like an old fart. Okay, so that's basically we're going to talk about the stuff from when we were younger. And,
okay,
you know, how awesome
honey.
It was. Or, you know, or maybe, you know, we'll talk
puppies?
About the stuff. Yep. We'll talk about the stuff from when we were younger. Talk about either how awesome it was or how we watched as adults and went, holy fuck, how did we not notice this? So, yeah, that's going to be next week on here on Keeping It Reals. Where, yeah, I'll be back because, you know, this one, this show has both genders. It's not just going to be the late and... Yeah, I'm pretty sure you guys, you're going to be talking news and just being like, oh, thank God we're not here with the guys. I know it'll happen. You can't fool me.
But you know what? That's okay. I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it. I know what you ladies do when I'm not looking. So yeah, on that note, this is Eduardo. This is Eduardo and Friar, and joining me tonight, first off, showing everybody once again how her name is actually pronounced.
That would be Shiley.
Yep. See, Shiley. See, I did it again. I'm learning. And of course, as always, the mistress and commander.
Matthews. Yay!
Yep.
It's me.
Yep. The harsh. The you know, winter can be a harsh mistress. And Iggy is the harsh mistress of us all. If you don't believe me, yeah, you should see what happens when we're talking business, putting up episodes, and talking about the people that we want shot out of a cannon. There's a list.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long list.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very long list. And, you know, one of these days,
guys,
we'll...
It's been fun. It's been real. It's even been real fun. But it's time to call it quits.
Okay. Yep, and we're out. Thank you. Thank you, ladies. Thank you, Shiley. Thank you very much. Welcome to the, you know...
Of course.
Welcome to what happens every Saturday. And yes, Shiley.
As long as the technical difficulties don't keep occurring.
Oh, please, God. I hope they don't occur tomorrow, because really, this is, yeah. Anyway, well, Trish has to go... Trish has to go to somebody's house that's like in Casa de Carajo. To do live something else, and I promised I'd go with her. She has to drive all that way by herself, so I'm gonna let you two go. Good luck tomorrow,
bye.
Iggy.
Thank you.
Don't need it. I'm sure you don't need it.
Well,
and enjoy not having me around. I am gonna have to talk to you, Iggy. Okay, I am gonna have to talk to you, Iggy, because. As it gets closer to putting more stuff on the schedule, there are going to be a couple of episodes where I may need you to take the reins on here, because there's some stuff that Trish and I have to do, which will prevent us, both of us, from being on. So,
I will
contact you about that.
So,
okay.
All right. Good night, guys.
All right.
Good night.
I will talk to you guys later. Good night.